Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. Happy to be with you here on October 29th. And a couple World Series-related things that I wanted to hit here. First of all, happy to be hosting the podcast on what will always be a special day. Probably the best day of my sports watching life, October 29th, 2008. Can't believe that that day is already now 17 years ago. Does not feel like that long, but yeah, 17 years ago today, the Phillies won the World Series, won the 2008 World Series. A game that was suspended for 48 hours began on, and actually the days of the week fell exactly as they did back in 2008. That game began on Monday, October 27th, was suspended in the middle of the sixth, following the top of the sixth inning in the middle of the sixth. And after two long days of rain, they resumed on Wednesday, the 29th. I believe start time was around 8:37 p.m. For the resumption of game number five, wrapped up around 9:55 p.m. In the East. And just an amazing day. You know, what a team that was. Ended the 25-year championship drought in Philadelphia, ended a 28-year championship drought for the Phillies specifically, just their second title in franchise history. I remember exactly where I was watching it in my basement, and I remember just an amazing time and going to the parade on Halloween. It truly was just the best, and the suspense of it and beating the Rays in five, doing it in Philadelphia, the fact that Citizens Bank Park hosted the World Series final out, which is pretty damn cool. And, you know, as this team continues to try and make a push to do it year after year after year, it would be really cool to experience that as an adult now, actually see the Phillies win. But man, oh man, that is a fun time when I think back on it. Quick things I remember is I remember in the fifth inning in part one of game five, there was an obvious infield fly situation that was not called an infield fly. Carlos Pena made the catch at first base, I believe, but it was raining so hard they didn't call it. I remember the image of Jimmy Rollins with the ear flaps over his ears, and it was raining so hard that the field began to puddle, and he made an error at shortstop, and that was when you really knew that was really not a playable field. And it sucks because obviously it tends to rain in this time of year in October in Philadelphia, and it was not an ideal situation. That they want to try and play the game. They want to try and not have a rain delay in the World Series or a suspended game in the World Series. You, for TV purposes and just for competitive purposes, you don't want to have extra days. But at that point, It's the most, you know, it's the championship of the sport. It's the most important games of the baseball season. And to not have it played, when I look back on it, the fact that 5.5 innings of that game was played, and really just the middle two or three, were played in far less than ideal conditions, like just horrendous conditions. And again, this is a championship. Like the champion of the sport was being decided on a rain-soaked field, and the warning tracks are all mud, and the infield's all mud. Totally insane when you think about it. I also remember Bud Selig's infamous comment of, we'll celebrate Thanksgiving here if we have to. That always will live in infamy. The 2008 Philly, remember the Phillies video? I forget the writer's name, but who said, you know, baseball's a marathon, not a sprint, became a sprint. That was a pretty cool moment. And the parade obviously was insane. I did make it back to trick or treat that day on Halloween. Very, very proud of the execution on that. But yeah, it's just an unbelievable, not necessarily a great series. That team lost every single game too. Not every game too that they played, but they played one more game than they needed to in every series. They beat, back then there was no wild card. It was just eight teams total, four in each league. They beat the Brewers in four. They won games one and game two, lost game three, won game four. Against the Dodgers, they won game one and game two, lost game three at Dodger Stadium, won game four and game five. And then against the Rays, won game one in Tampa, lost game two, won game three on that little dribbler walk-off by Carlos Ruiz. Game four was a blowout, and then game five was, the time where they actually clinched it over 3 days. Pretty cool, and I actually meant to tweet this. By virtue of Ohtani not homering, because he pitched in, he pitched tonight for the Dodgers, or pitched last night, I should say. He did not homer, which means Joe Blanton's reign as the most recent pitcher to homer in the World Series. It does live on. It does live on. Ohtani obviously going to get plenty more cracks at that. Feels like it's inevitable at some point he will do that. But this is going to be his only start in this particular World Series for at least one more year. Joe Blanton's run at history remains intact. Other things to note, and this current World Series, by the way, just insane 18-inning game. Blue Jays did even it out and took game four, 6-2. Vlad Jr. took Ohtani deep. This is shaping up to be a really, really great series. I mean, it's not – the games themselves are intense. The 18-inning game was insane on Monday night. But, this is competitive. The Blue Jays do not back down. They clap back. No one gave the Blue Jays any chance in this series. Everyone thought the Dodgers would coast. And here we are, tied 2-2. It's now a best of three. Game five is later tonight. Off day on Thursday. And then on Friday, and Halloween Friday, and then Saturday for potential game seven, we're going to... This feels like the series is going seven at this point. I mean, it does really feel like that the Blue Jays are just going to keep clapping back. It's going back to Toronto. I did see a pretty cool stat that this is the first time in baseball history that the season will begin and end outside of the United States. Opening day, the first opening series was in Tokyo. Dodgers played the Cubs, and the season is now guaranteed to finish at Rogers Center in Toronto. Those watch parties have looked pretty cool up in Toronto. Wish that was the Phillies doing it. But I do not envy the people who stayed there till 3 o'clock in the morning just to see a loss. But they were back at it tonight, and from many, across not an international border, and from 2,500 miles away, they cheered their Blue Jays to victory. And they're a passionate sports fan base up there. Obviously, the last time the Phillies, or the World Series in general, ended in Toronto, did not go well for the Phillies. Joe Carter's walk off home run in '93. But I'm rooting for the Blue Jays hard in this series. I like to see parity, root for the underdog. And they're putting up a fight, so good for them. It, certainly, you got to tip your cap for that. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. Happy to be with you here on October 29th. And a couple World Series-related things that I wanted to hit here. First of all, happy to be hosting the podcast on what will always be a special day. Probably the best day of my sports watching life, October 29th, 2008. Can't believe that that day is already now 17 years ago. Does not feel like that long, but yeah, 17 years ago today, the Phillies won the World Series, won the 2008 World Series. A game that was suspended for 48 hours began on, and actually the days of the week fell exactly as they did back in 2008. That game began on Monday, October 27th, was suspended in the middle of the sixth, following the top of the sixth inning, in the middle of the sixth. And after two long days of rain, they resumed on Wednesday, the 29th. I believe start time was around 8:37 p.m. For the resumption of game number five, wrapped up around 9:55 p.m. In the East. And just an amazing day. You know, what a team that was. Ended the 25-year championship drought in Philadelphia, ended a 28-year championship drought for the Phillies specifically, just their second title in franchise history. I remember exactly where I was watching it in my basement, and I remember just an amazing time and going to the parade on Halloween. It truly was just the best, and the suspense of it and beating the Rays in five, doing it in Philadelphia. The fact that Citizens Bank Park hosted the World Series final out, which is pretty damn cool. And, you know, as this team continues to try and make a push to do it year after year after year, it would be really cool to experience that as an adult now, actually see the Phillies win. But man, oh man, that is a fun time when I think back on it. Quick things I remember is I remember in the fifth inning, in part one of game five, there was an obvious infield fly situation that was not called an infield fly. Carlos Pena made the catch at first base, I believe, but it was raining so hard they didn't call it. I remember the image of Jimmy Rollins with the ear flaps over his ears, and it was raining so hard that the field began to puddle, and he made an error at shortstop, and that was when you really knew that was really not a playable field. And it sucks because obviously it tends to rain in this time of year in October in Philadelphia, and it was not an ideal situation. That they want to try and play the game, they want to try and not have a rain delay in the World Series or a suspended game in the World Series. You, for TV purposes and just for competitive purposes, you don't want to have extra days. But at that point, it's the most, you know, it's the championship of the sport. It's the most important games of the baseball season. And to not have it played, when I look back on it, the fact that 5.5 innings of that game was played, and really just the middle two or three, were played in far less than ideal conditions, like just horrendous conditions. And again, this is a championship. Like the champion of the sport was being decided on a rain-soaked field, and the warning tracks are all mud, and the infield's all mud. Totally insane when you think about it. I also remember Bud Selig's infamous comment of, we'll celebrate Thanksgiving here if we have to. That always will live in infamy. The 2008 Philly, remember the Phillies video? I forget the writer's name, but who said, you know, baseball's a marathon, not a sprint, became a sprint. That was a pretty cool moment. And the parade obviously was insane. I did make it back to trick or treat that day, on Halloween. Very, very proud of the execution on that. But yeah, it's just an unbelievable, not necessarily a great series. That team lost every single game to, that it or they lost, sorry, not every game two that they played, but they played one more game than they needed to in every series. They beat, back then there was no wild card, it was just eight teams total, four in each league. They beat the Brewers in four. They won games one and game two, lost game three, won game four. Against the Dodgers, they won game one and game two, lost game three at Dodger Stadium, won game four and game five. And then against the Rays, won game one in Tampa, lost game two, won game three on that little dribbler walk-off by Carlos Ruiz. Game four was a blowout, and then game five was, you know, the time where, they actually clinched it over 3 days. Pretty cool. And I actually meant to tweet this, by virtue of Ohtani not homering, cause he pitched in, you know, he pitched tonight, for the Dodgers, or pitched last night, I should say. He did not homer, which means Joe Blanton's reign as the most recent pitcher to homer in the World Series. It does live on. It does live on. Ohtani obviously going to get plenty more cracks at that. Feels like it's inevitable at some point he will do that. But this was going to be his only start in this particular World Series. For at least one more year, Joe Blanton's run at history remains intact. Other things to note in this current World Series, by the way, just insane 18 inning game. Blue Jays did even it out and took game four, 6-2. Vlad Jr. took Ohtani deep. This is shaping up to be a really, really great series. I mean, it's not, the games themselves are intense. The 18 inning game was insane on Monday night. But it, like, this is competitive. The Blue Jays do not back down. They clap back. No one gave the Blue Jays any chance in this series. Everyone thought the Dodgers would coast. And here we are, tied 2-2. It's now a best of three. Game five is later tonight. Off day on Thursday. And then on Friday, and Halloween Friday, and then Saturday for potential game seven, we're going to... this feels like the series is going seven at this point. I mean, it does really feel like that the Blue Jays are just going to keep clapping back. It's going back to Toronto. I did see a pretty cool stat that this is the first time in baseball history that the season will begin and end outside of the United States. Opening day, the first opening series was in Tokyo. Dodgers played the Cubs, and the season is now guaranteed to finish at Rogers Center in Toronto. Those watch parties have looked pretty cool up in Toronto. Wish that was the Phillies doing it. But I do not envy the people who stayed there till 3 o'clock in the morning just to see a loss. But they were back at it tonight, and from many, you know, across not an international border, and from, you know, 2,500 miles away, they cheered their Blue Jays to victory. And they're a passionate sports fan base up there. Obviously, the last time the Phillies, or the World Series in general, ended in Toronto, did not go well for the Phillies. Joe Carter's walk-off home run in 93. But I'm rooting for the Blue Jays hard in this series. I like to see parity, root for the underdog, and they're putting up a fight. So good for them. Certainly got to tip your cap for that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.